Good morning. I hope everyone is having an amazing day. It's really early right now. 6 in the morning. And you guys don't run. Today's podcast, I was just driving and I thought, what can I possibly talk about next on my podcast? And honestly, it always comes back to making sure that you guys know Instagram is a fucking fraud. Too often do we see people or individuals buying things that others have that they can't afford, trying to look like other people that didn't work for what they look like, and then put themselves in harm's way. I see people that, you know, wait and see what their likes is going to be like in a bid, or how many likes they made in 10 minutes, or, and it's, like, scary, because none of it is real, y'all. Those 300 likes are not going to be $300, not today, not tomorrow, not the next day. Your likes are not dollars. Never take it that serious. Always create and have fun, and don't judge your creations off of who liked what on Instagram. How many people liked what on Instagram. It doesn't matter. Put up your art. Put it on a website. I think that we often forget that things were displayed without being judged in numbers. And it not being Anyways, we'll think about that later. This ain't that. You are here to have fun. You are here to create. You understand? And when you put likes next to it and you put or act like that's the only form of recognition you can get, you kind of ruin it. You ruin it. Because humans that are walking around the street, if you go around with your art or your whatever you did, showing them, maybe getting some feedback. I know it's old school and half of us won't do it, but it's a good feedback to get a different type of audience that isn't full on likes, isn't dependent on comments. You know, that one time when people put the likes thing, then they were putting the like button off or whatever, or the number of likes, whatever. And they were off. I was liking that idea because, like, who really even cares who's liking shit? What numbers? Like, fuck that. I'm gonna win regardless. Even if 10 people like my shit. You know what I mean? Like, even if 10 people like my shit. Even if 5 people like my shit. I'm gonna still win. Instagram doesn't validate it. Instagram doesn't approve it. Instagram doesn't disapprove. Instagram can't do none of that for me. And again, I love the platform because you can communicate with people. You can grow, you can expand, you can meet new people, but as far as it for approval of my work, heck no. Not Instagram. Never. Because Instagram don't give me no dollars as of now, as of yet. So, to be like that is to ruin anything that's fun to do with art, To be like that is to ruin any opportunity you had to grow with anybody else's creative work. You know, to be like that is to forget that you're special and that not everybody else maybe in your area are doing these type of things, but there's people doing these things and they're having a ball with them. They're having fun, they're being inspired, and they're inspiring others. Do you think they care about Instagram? No. Some people are forced to make an Instagram. These creative, successful people, some they don't have Instagrams. But they're forced because that's just what it's become. That's how you can communicate these days and or what people think. Because you can still write a letter, that's fun. Listen, all I'm saying is don't forget why you're creating. Don't forget why you're working. It's okay if it's not social media based. It doesn't have to be. Real life is not social media. You know, I get it. They want us to be robotic-like and be like everybody else, but it's just not going to happen because you are aware that you're not going to be on that social media mindset forever and that things do come to life. It's more than social media. It's more than it. You know what I mean? Like, and as long as you're having fun, and as long as you're not hurting anybody, you're having a great time, do what you love. All that fake shit is gone tomorrow. It's here today, it's gone tomorrow. Only the real shit will last. You understand? Quote unquote. So, I love you guys so much. I'm almost here at work. I am in need of some type of espresso. I hope everyone really has a good day and embraces their work and really cherishes their people. The people of now, not the people of Instagram. And if you only have people on Instagram that support you, then let's get it. Yeah, let's fucking get it. You know what? That's what it is. You can't force things. Thanks. Sorry, I was being half polite because someone was, let me go through, whatever. Okay. Alrighty. Well, with that being said, love you guys so much. I'm just gonna go find some espresso somewhere. And, I'll talk to you guys later. Live your real ass life, not no fake ass shit. Don't try to put up scenarios for people. Don't try to put up these storylines for people. You know, it's not realistic. You're realistic, and they're not. And it has to stop today. Bye.